In chapter 10 of Mark's Gospel, from verses 17 to 27, we're told the story of the rich young man who comes to Jesus and how Jesus very startlingly tells him he's got to sell everything and give it to the poor and then follow him. You remember the verses. Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go sell all you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." But we know how the story ends. When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. And if he was shocked then, I think we're all still shocked now. And we all try and somehow evade or avoid or deflect this saying and assume it must be about someone else, or it's only for people like St. Francis, or it's fulfilled by the religious orders, but we can ignore it. Or perhaps it's just for people who are richer than we are. But in a sense, I think we have always to be haunted by this, because if it's not this that he's asking, then maybe it's even something else. The question that this story poses is what comes between us and God. Where exactly is our treasure? Because where our treasure is, there our heart will be too. Anyway, here's a sonnet from my new parable and paradox sequence, which voices some of those difficulties and evasions for us and wrestles with this. Sell all you have and follow me. To whom exactly are you speaking, Lord? I take it you're not saying this to me, but just to this rich man, or to some saint like Francis, or to some community, the Benedictines maybe. Their restraint sustains so much. But I can't bear this word. I bought the deal, the whole consumer thing, signed up and filled my life with all this stuff. And now you come, when I've got everything, and tell me everything is not enough. But that one thing I lack, I cannot get. Sell everything I have. That's far too hard. I can't just sell it all, at least not yet. To whom exactly are you speaking, Lord?